Hello.
Hi, Fred. It's Lisa. How are you?
Okay.
Good to hear that. Is it a good time to talk to you? I just wanted to, have the information filled out for the brief form.
Hey, hold on. I'll turn off the air conditioner. I
I'm
get some
sorry,
more.
Fred. I can barely hear you.
Go ahead. What's up?
Yes. So, by the way, we were trying to reach out to you since yesterday. Is everything okay? I mean, we weren't able to make contact.
No, it was a rough day yesterday, but today I've given it all over to the phone.
Okay. All
So.
right. Okay. So, let's proceed with the form. And, okay. So, who do you think is the target audience for the book?
Young adults to old adults.
Okay, so it will be
The book is basically it's about the person and it's philosophical.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it other than that.
Okay, all right. That should do. And what do you think should be the age range of the target audience?
I guess 17 up.
Okay,
No,
how
maybe
about
not anymore.
18?
Maybe I'd say 23 up.
Okay, 23 up. Okay, that makes sense. And what would be the primary target countries? I would put US, UK, and Canada majorly. What do you think?
And Australia.
Australia, yes. And Australia. Okay. All right. Have you thought about the selling price? What would you price your book for the ebook
No, because
version?
I don't know how they're priced, Nina. I mean, I thought it was $8.95, and I don't know. Does that sound reasonable? What?
Yeah, it does. Let me explain how that works. See, when you're publishing on the online platforms, there is a certain percentage that they keep. So on an average, for an ebook, if you're pricing your ebook less than $10, then the royalty distribution will be 30:70. For example, 70% of the royalties Amazon or Barnes and Noble is going to transfer to you. Meanwhile, they're going to keep 30% on each one of your sales. So let's just say if you price your ebook at $10, they will be sending you $7 out of that, and they'll be keeping $3. Ideally, the ebook should be priced less than $10. You can go for $8.99 or $7, and remember that you can always change the pricing, okay? So that's not an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I make it $8.95.
$8.95, I think that sounds fine. $8.95. And okay, just like how ebook should be priced less than $10, paperback needs to be priced less than $15 in order to earn 60 to 65% royalties. Now see, paperback is a print version of your book, right? So the publishing platforms, they take care of the printing and distribution costs. So for example, once your book is published on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, and if there are people buying it, buying the printed version of it, then Amazon is going to have the book printed out and delivered to that particular customer, to their doorstep. So that's the reason why they keep 60 to 65, sorry, 30 to 35% royalties on paperback. Okay? Yeah, so ideally, the pricing for paperback could be anything between $10 to $15. Again, you can change the pricing. So I would recommend go for $12.99. What do you think about that?
Sounds good to me.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, let's lock that. After that, Okay, how many platforms is your book going to be available on? I believe on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's done. I know right now that there's an earlier version of my book available, which I'd like to take off the market.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that.
Where is that available? Amazon?
I don't know how to do that.
No, I'm asking, where is this earlier version available? Which platform?
As far as I know, it's on Amazon.
Okay, let me go to Amazon and search this up. Let's see if it's available or not. And, you know, by the way, if you need to take the book off Amazon, you'll have to call them on the toll-free number, and they should be able to assist you with that. Okay.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll help you out. I am just searching this up on Amazon to see if the book is available there.
Yes. Yeah, the book is available under a different author. That's my pen name.
Okay.
And I want that book off the market if I can get it off the market.
Fred, it says that it's published and written by Fred L. Fox.
Well, that one's fine, yeah. But there's an earlier one that says St. J. Lewis.
Okay, let me find that.
Well, if you don't have to find it. If it's not there, it's okay with me.
Yep, I do not see it here, so I believe we are good to go with this current link. I mean, the published version that I'm seeing in front of me, which says To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred L. Fox. That's good to go, right?
Yep.
And we can use this link in our marketing strategies too, right?
Yep.
Perfect. So your publishers finally came through, right?
What's
they published
that?
The book. Your publishers, they finally published
yeah.
the book.
The one, that's the first? Yeah, that was the one that they screwed it up the first time and they just reprinted it. Only they added what they left out the last time.
Okay. So is this link good for us to utilize or not? Because we'll be sending traffic there. Customers who are going to buy your book.
Sure, I guess. But the book that I want them to buy is the one that you are publishing, the second edition, because that's got more in it.
Okay, but we are marketing the book for you.
Yeah.
Yep, so which one would be the second edition? Do you want us to
the
publish
one that
the
you're,
book for
the
you?
One that you're, the one that you're printing.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. There seemed to be a little confusion here, which I need to clarify. Can I please get a brief hold? Fred, you there?
Yep.
Okay, please stay on the line, okay?
Yeah, but this, I can't tell you what my life has been like the last 10 months.
I know,
and
you told me about that.
I'm not. It's worse than I can describe. And I have, everything has gotten screwed up in the meantime because I haven't been able to take care of it. So I'm trying to take care of it now.
Absolutely. And don't worry about it. We'll help you out, okay? So we'll figure everything out. We will resolve things and we'll move forward. One step at a time, Fred, okay?
Yeah, because, see, the book was supposed to be printed by another publisher the last November, December.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was geared around that time frame and nothing happened. So we're screwed up. I'm screwed up anyway.
I understand. So who exactly published this book, the one that I'm seeing online?
The one that you're seeing online is published by Wheatmark in Tucson.
And
it's
what
the
was
blue
Salem
one.
Doing for you?
What's that?
What was Salem Publishers doing for you?
The new version.
And they didn't do that yet?
No, that's being printed now. I just okayed it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So once they publish the book, the new version, that's the link or the version that we're going to use in order to market the book, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So why don't you take this one out? Because I see the pricing is completely off on this as well. I mean, Kindle is marked at $2.99. That is very low, and paperback is on $8.95. That's not a good price.
Yeah.
You
Well, I don't know.
should I give
I don't
you?
know what to do. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to do it.
Okay, I'll guide you with that. You need to
Well,
have this taken out.
look, you know, I am 89 years old. I have health problems and personal problems and other stuff. All I'm trying to do is get this book out because I want to leave something behind. I think it's a decent book, and I want to get it sold. That's all.
Of course, it's your legacy, and you're right to do that. So that's not a problem at all. We'll help you sell it. We'll help you market the book. We'll help you create the awareness, and we'll be right on track. So don't you worry about anything at all. Is there any? Oh, by the way, one more question for you. The book cover that is uploaded there, is that the right book cover? Can we utilize that?
Say that again.
The book cover that I see online for your book, is that the correct book cover? Can we use that?
No. No, the correct book cover is black and it says second edition on
Okay. And did you get the final version of the second book cover?
No. No.
Not. Okay. All right then, no worries. We will wait on that. Okay, moving forward, why did you write this book?
I wrote that book. Let's put it this way. If you read that book, you know who I am. It's my philosophy. It's my I wrote see, I had to write the book. I had a peak experience in 1993 that changed my life, and that made it necessary for me to write the book.
Okay. All right. And do you talk about this particular incident in your book?
Not much, no, I mentioned it, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, we can use that in the blogs, you know, when you're sharing your personal perspective regarding the book and why you wrote the book, we can use
Sure.
this information in those blogs, okay? So we'll have a detailed session on that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is your marketing timeline? That will be 3 months. Who's the audience for your book and why would readers be interested in your book? Okay, that's a very interesting question, Fred. According to you, why
Well,
would you? I'm sorry, are you there?
yeah.
Okay, so according to you, why would readers be interested in your book? What do you think will intrigue them?
It tells people that they own the basic knowledge. All they have to do is bring it out because they have it. Everybody knows this stuff. And did you read the thing I sent you by
Email. Yes.
the editor, the
Yes.
Salem editor?
Yes.
All
You
right.
sent me some text, and that is perfectly fine. I've got that utilized.
Okay.
Okay. So, who do you plan on selling your book to? Close friends, colleague, or general market? Of course, it's going to be general market because we would want everyone and anyone to read the book, right?
That's right.
Is there a particular writing style that you prefer?
Yeah, mine.
Okay.
I don't know how to tell you that, but
right.
Yeah, I'm very I'm direct and I'm personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and,
you don't like indirect writing. You would like things to be precise and to the point, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, when we start writing up the articles and blogs for you, we'll make sure that we try to adapt the tone that you've used in the book.
Do you want me to send you stuff?
Well, you have sent me the manuscript already, so
yeah.
I'll take a look into that. Other than that, if you have anything else that might be helpful to the team or me, then feel free to send it in, okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right. Are there any books similar to yours?
About this?
Yeah. Like, you know,
no.
The genre or the writing style, were you inspired by any other book?
Nope.
Okay.
It's strictly mine.
Mm-hmm.
If it matches anybody else's, it's certainly, I am not copying anybody. It's original with me.
Right. And do you think there are any competitions or anyone has something similar to yours in the market?
Nope. I haven't seen anything yet. I have made ethics very simple. Nobody else has.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the last question, it's a little tricky. Is there anything else extraordinary or unique that you would like us to know about the book? You know, maybe like a unique selling point of the book.
Well, I am trying to justify science and religion. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to justify science with religion. I think they're both going the same place.
Right. Okay, that's interesting, and a lot of people will be curious to read that.
Well, it's not religious, but it does deal with religion.
Okay.
But it's not a religious book.
Right. Okay. All right, so that would be all, Fred. I got all the information that I needed. Now, I wanted to know about the new book cover. When do you think you can send that to me? Because I want to have the banners and postcards and all of those graphical images and equipments designed. So when can you send me the cover?
I think I can send you the cover right away.
Perfect. That would be great, Fred. I'll be waiting, and once you
Where do I send it to?
You send it to my email, you know, the one that you responded on, lisa.fisher@gnomebookwriting.com. That's the one. You just search for me in your inbox, and you should see my email address there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Fred. I will keep in touch, and I will send you some of the progress by the end of this week, okay?
Please do.
Of course. Thank you once again. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.